Now, from the Journal of Stories of the Year Past, come with us to American Samoa. Mikhail Sebastian is a man without a country, stateless and stranded on that South Pacific island, and he's a lot more eager to get off than Robinson Crusoe ever was. We first encountered Sebastian in October. Born in the former Soviet bloc, he escaped and made his way to the United States, living and working here for 16 years. A condition tied to his residency is that he cannot leave, so Sebastian travels to the farthest fringes of U.S. territory. Guam, Puerto Rico, you get the idea. But he hit the end of the line in American Samoa. When he tried to get home to L.A., he was blocked. He found out that American Samoa has its own rules, and paradise has turned to limbo. He can't even work there. So the American Samoan government is paying a local family to put him up. We caught up with him at their home.
Since the first interview we had back in October, I'm so thankful to NPR. I got a lot of emails and tweets from people who really cared about the situation, who were on my side.
Nevertheless, U.S. immigration has shown no sign of relenting, and today marks 1 year precisely that Sebastian has been stranded on the island.
First of all, it's hard. It's frustrating because I didn't expect it's going to take a whole year, and I just want to go back home.
Staff from the Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees recently traveled to the island to make a video about Mikhail Sebastian's plight.
Nothing like this has ever happened in American Samoa. Fairly confident of that because American Samoa has no idea what to do with Mikhail.
That's Sebastian's lawyer. But so far, no agency that could do something about this has budged. So Mikhail Sebastian kind of lives in his head.
2012 was the bad year, and I hope that 2013 will bring a lot of hope, and then a lot of changes can be done in our broken immigration system.
The UNHCR estimates there are 12 million stateless people throughout the world. Mikhail Sebastian says if he ever gets back to the United States, he'll work to promote the rights of these citizens of nowhere.